Chapter 8. The Acquittal is Overturned. On the 26th of March 2013, the Supreme Court of Cassation ordered a retrial, asserting that Corte Dices de Pello should have ordered new DNA tests and that circumstantial evidence, including a note in which Knox claimed she was present while Kircher was attacked, were ignored. As the retrial began, Knox remained in the U.S., but was represented by her lawyers in the retrial. The judge granted the prosecution's request to analyze the DNA samples on the kitchen knife found in Solecito's home. When the sample was tested, Kircher's DNA was not found on the knife. On the 30th of January 2014, the acquittals of both Knox and Solecito were overturned. The verdict reported that Guide could not have acted alone. There did seem to have been an effort to remove traces of Knox's fingerprints and DNA while leaving Guide's intact. Since nothing was stolen from the house, Knox and Solecito must have staged the murder. This, however, did not consider the fact that Guide could have been the one who staged the burglary. Knox was sentenced to 28 and a half years in prison, while Solecito was sentenced to 25 years in prison.